This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN by the Books on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is the Friday morning edition of VSiN by the Books. Dave Ross right here at the Mid-Gaming Hall, Franklin, Kentucky. Our closer, Jensen Lewis, back home in Cleveland, Ohio. Mom, we did not do this. We did not call each other before, like, we're going to school, and we're going to wear the same outfit today on the Friday show. But you and I, kindred spirits, like-minded, we're thinking United States golf. We got the Ryder Cup from last year at Bethpage Black, not too far from Shinnecock Hills. Gents, we're ready to go for the second round. Hopefully finishing up the first into the second for the United States Open today.
All kinds of red, white, and blue for us today. Great to be with you, my friend, to finish a fabulous week of sports. Of course, Team USA taking on Australia in Seattle later on, 3 o'clock Eastern time for that match to get underway. Basically, the chance to win the group here in Group D between those two. A win would likely give the United States a guarantee into the knockout round. Much more to get on to that. It is a roller coaster of wagering. I did not expect the World Cup to give me this kind of anguish. But hey, speaking of anguish, any meteorologist in and around the Hamptons area yesterday, we're going to need a performance review from what that forecast ended up being and what it looked like.
That's what I was saying yesterday, Jensen. It's the greatest job in the world, man. Just say whatever you want to say. It doesn't matter if you're right or wrong, just as long as you sound good. That's what these weather people do. Let's get to it. We do have a lot to get to. A great show lined up. Thomas Gable is going to join us, as he does each and every week, from the Borgata there in Atlantic City, not too far from where the U.S. Open is going. Stephen Hennessy from the Golf Digest is going to join us here as well. Maybe some added plays to your card here after what we've seen here through one round into round two today. We'll get Steven's thoughts there. Lou Finocchiaro, sneaky good card back at the UFC Apex this week. Really intriguing main event as well. Can't wait to pick Lou's brain on that. And Alex Crook is going to join us in the third hour as well to talk all things World Cup. And as you mentioned, USA against Australia later on today. But let's get back to our national championship. That's where we begin today's edition of our highlights and headlines.
Help your bottom line with today's highlights and headlines.
Wyndham Clark is back. We had a bizarre weather pattern yesterday that we'll get into later, and it really behooves some guys like Wyndham Clark later on in the afternoon. I mean, really late, as the sun was going down, and a late charge up this leaderboard to 6 under on this golf course. Jensen, it's kind of unheard of. 4 shot clear of the rest of the pack at 2. Some notables as at 1 under par as well that had the rougher conditions. Jensen, boy, you try to play weatherman, and it was really dicey. And Scottie Scheffler said it earlier in the week, right? We're all wannabe weather people out here. And I think a lot of people, myself included, got fooled by Mother Nature yesterday.
Yeah, it is what it is, man. And that's the beauty of live betting, too, is you go in with the prognostication and the prediction as much as possible. But I think it allows us a couple of avenues to really steer what round two will look like. And remember, you know, we still have a fair amount of golfers, Dave, that have a lot of golf in front of them. I mean, you got guys that only got through basically 12 holes yesterday. A couple of our guys that we're looking at, particularly Justin Rose, Shane Lowry, they are at, I think, 14 and 15 holes respectively. So they've got a long day ahead of them. But make no bones about it, the top of this leaderboard, a boatload of big names, and I'm very anxious to see if Wyndham Clark can kind of hold the line here and see if there's any charges now that we kind of know the worst of the weather is behind us.
And what is amazing about this leaderboard right now as it currently stands, and yes, they're back out there wrapping up round one right now as we speak. Wyndham Clark, U.S. Open champion. Second place, Matty Fitzpatrick, U.S. Open champion. Dustin Johnson, tied for second, U.S. Open champion. Gary Woodwin, tied for second, U.S. Open champion. That is unheard of, that the top 4 names on the board are all former United States champions. You think these guys know how to play in U.S. Open conditions and they weren't as rough as they normally are? experience matters so far, at least this year at Shinnecock Hills. We'll get into those chasers. Scotty Scheffler, an off day yesterday, 2 over par. Rory McIlroy in the tougher conditions, 1 under par. We'll get to all those changing numbers. And very quickly, Jensen, there is a bet that you and I did add, and I don't know if it's too late to get this back in, people, but Joaquin Niemann is a name to watch here. He's at even par. He's got some holes to wrap up today. You could get really good numbers on top five, including ties. I got it at 40-1. I believe you got it at 50-1, Jensen. Those are the type of plays and names that you can still look for here in the live betting market.
Absolutely. I have 51-1. I tailed you, threw it up on the site for people that want to jump in there. So that is a direct tail of the great Dave Ross here for a quarter unit. And again, make sure you shop around. There are certain books that will pay the dead heat, but there are, like DraftKings, including ties, they will pay you full. So make sure you get those in. And yeah, still plenty of time to be able to drop in. But that is a great ad by you, sir. Excited to see. As I told you, I hope he goes nuclear. And I hope this ends up being a weekend to remember.
Matty Fitzpatrick is done with his first round. He just shook hands. So he'll get a little 30-minute delay now and wait for the repins to be drawn here. And obviously, you're going to have to switch the hole locations. 3 under par for your former U.S. Open champion when he won that up in Boston. Speaking of America, World Cup watch is on. They're going to take the pitch for the second group stage match this afternoon against Australia. We're in Seattle for this one here. I wonder what we make of Team USA now and how important kind of today against Australia to reframe what we think this team can actually do.
Well, certainly it has a lot of implications knowing that both these teams won their opening matches. So a win today will clinch the group. And that's Group D there for the United States or Australia. What does that mean, Dave? To get that one seed, if you will, that would line up the winner to play on July 1st at 8 p.m. in the knockout round. So again, you're looking at travel. You're looking at the opportunity to kind of gain some rest here. Obviously, they still have their final group match after this one, but all kinds of implications, that being the first match of the day. Yesterday, Dave, we did get a ticket punched, our first to the knockout round with Mexico defeating South Korea 1-0 there in Mexico. What a scene it was. Another low scoring game there. But by virtue of that win, they now officially will be qualifying for the knockout round as the group winner. They will play June 30th, Dave, against a third place finisher. And that is upwards of five different groups that match opponent could come from. Remember, I told you how goal differential is going to play very much into the handicap, especially in these second wave of group play. And then also that final one, you're going to have eight teams that will qualify as a third place finisher. And it looks like Mexico, how the bracket shapes up, they will draw one of those five different group third place finishers. And we'll see what happens there in about a week or two when that matchup is solidified.
We know that New York, they were partying like it was 1973 yesterday. You get that ticker tape parade throughout Manhattan. And look, again, you get these kind of like the weather reports here. And oh, it's going to be chaotic here. You know, Joe Frieza, our esteemed producer, was telling us before the show, hey, a lot of people out there had a really good time and it wasn't that bad. So hopefully everybody got to enjoy this championship. And Jensen, you saw this little nugget here. I mean, people made some real cashish on betting the Knicks. We talk about this all the time. We'll talk about it with Thomas Gable there, that he just couldn't get these people off of Knicks money. And what are we seeing here? A reported mobile sports betting loss of almost $50 million, Jensen. My goodness, Knicks fans got paid for generations here.
Yeah, that was for the week ending June 14th, following the Knicks clinching that title. The handle was up a tick over 50%. From last year to about $587.5 million, while revenue swung from $102.85 million to the negative. That's almost a 190% difference, Dave. What a ridiculous run. And again, hey, you go 15-1 in the playoffs, that's going to happen. But I got to tell you, the juice was probably worth the squeeze for all the business that a lot of those New York mobile sports betting companies received.
Yeah, look, and good on them. I'm glad everybody out there. I mean, it's been a long time. It's been a generation, right, since 1973. See those Knicks fans out there, and I'm sure Met fans, Yankee fans are going, are we coming up next? We'll find out. Probably not for the Mets this year. How about this? Major League Baseball reportedly proposed an international draft to make it look like kind of like high school players would be ineligible for this domestic draft. So, Jensen, you know the kind of ins and outs here of what we're getting to. Could be baseball Armageddon. What do you make of baseball and their proposal back to the Players Association?
Yeah, basically, it kind of looks on the surface like the owners are trying to save more money. And, you know, again, as someone who was drafted out of high school, was drafted again out of college, there is a uniqueness to kids that are as advanced and developed. And I'm going to tell you, one of the biggest ones here stateside is Mike Trout. And then Connor Griffin, who just signed the landmark deal as a 19-year-old with the Pittsburgh Pirates. If this were to go into law, if you will, as part of the CBA, and I don't envision it will, then this would kind of derail those young talents that are probably far enough advanced they don't need college baseball. Still a lot of tentacles of this to happen, but judging by MLBPA's statement yesterday, Dave, this is a pretty big middle finger to the ownership and to Rob Manfred about what they think that this offer means to try and get the two sides closer to a deal.
Is there, Jensen, are we really heading for baseball Armageddon? I know we talked about it a lot even leading up to the beginning of this season. Like, are these good signs that the conversations are happening or worse signs that they're like, no way we're going to go for that?
Okay, so the fact that they're talking is good.
Okay.
But it's right. What they're talking about. That's the problem. Mm. And again, let's be honest, Dave, the biggest thing is going to be the salary cap. That's ultimately what will create the domino effect. We could do a whole show. We could do a whole week, and we probably will.
Oh boy.
Heading into this offseason about what the heck's going to happen with the CBA.
Absolutely incredible. Hopefully, cooler heads will prevail. We'll have baseball next year, Jensen. We would like that. We just certainly appreciate that here in VSiN by the Books. U.S. Open, round number one is wrapping up as we speak, changing numbers there. What about Scotty? Is he too far off the boil, as they say? We'll discuss next right here at VSiN by the Books. So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match it. Here's the thing. Pro bettors, they spend thousands on data and tools. But what they don't know and don't want you to know is that you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you're going to get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and so much more. Just tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
You're tuned in to VSiN by the Books right here on VSiN.
If you missed out on the $1 million Splash Sports contest, you still have a chance to score big. How about this deal? Splash Sports has launched the 500K High Stakes World Cup Survivor Tournament. This is $1,000 entry. It does start up at the round of 32. So here's how this one works. Each round, you're going to pick one team to win. Once they're selected, you cannot choose that team again. So you get it right, you move on. You get it wrong, or ends in a tie. And sadly, your tournament has come to an end. So right now, new players using the promo code VSiN get a 50% deposit match up to $100, a free Quick Picks entry, and a Quick Picks payout boost on an entry up to $20. Entries close on the 28th of this month, so don't wait. Sign up now at splashsports.com/VSiN. Use that code VSIN. You got to bet 21 years of age or older. See the site for all of the rules and the details. They're out there early here, Jensen, to wrap up round number one. There are some players like a John Rahm still have a good number of holes still to play here. He, of course, is another former U.S. Open champion. He's at 2 under par, but some of these guys are getting through and wrapping up. So we know that Matty Fitzpatrick's in the house at a 67 now, just wrapping up this morning. Gary Woodland, another former U.S. Open champion, has wrapped up. He's in the house at 67. But Wyndham Clark's a guy we're all looking at here at 6 under par. I guess, Jensen, the way that I approach it, and I'm curious what you do, and I like to tell people this that ask me, hey, what would you do going forward here? I go Wyndham Clark independent. What I mean by that is I can't think about the leading score being six under. If Wyndham Clark runs away with a tournament, you tip your cap and you say, well, nobody's going to be able to run him down with this sizable lead, three shots or four shots over the rest of the guys at 200 par. So, like, if you're a Scottie Scheffler and you're at two over, if you're looking for a Brooks Koepka who's three over, Jensen, I can't look at six as the number. I readjust it and look at it as three as the number I got to catch. The Matt Fitzpatrick's in the park at 300 par. Because what I'm getting at is I got to look at it, a guy that's got to come back to the pack in Wyndham Clark. Because if he doesn't, it will be hard for anybody to catch him, let alone those guys that are over par right now.
Yeah, I think it's fair. and I think also we have to remember this is the United States Open. And this is going to be a true test here of the round in, round out ability to weather. And I underline that both figuratively and rationally, that you're going to have to deal with elements. You're going to have to deal with some mistakes. Like no one's going to go perfect through here. And yes, Wyndham Clark took advantage of a lot. Dustin Johnson was phenomenal. He was four under to finish up here. Matty Fitzpatrick started slow, but he got better. And Gary Woodland, kind of the sage veteran, just going out there and doing what he did to get under minus three. For what it's worth, Dave, I think that the uniqueness of where we are in this day, just this round two, guys finishing round one, round two. Let me ask you where you are on guys that are finishing up today and then having to refire it, like just the amount of golf that you have to play. For instance, guys that I had, and I just happened to bring up my Splash Sports picks that I recommended to people. Tommy Fleetwood was tier one. He finished tied for 16th. Colin Morikawa tied for 73rd. Shane Lowry through 15 holes was tied for 9th. Boy, did he give away a couple of things and a couple of bad double bogeys yesterday. Justin Rose is tied for 73rd through 14. Jordan Spieth tied for 48 through 14. Ricky Fowler at one point was, I think, even if not one under yesterday, is tied for 28th. So guys that have to go back out and finish, then kind of hold, refire, and go. Where are you on those guys? Are they stayaways, or does it just depend on when they will go back out for round two?
I think it's a massive advantage. I think it's a massive advantage for the guys that are out there right now. You go back in the clubhouse for 30 minutes, get a croissant, get a cup of coffee, whatever you want to do for 30, and then get right back out on the golf course, Jensen. I think that's a huge advantage to them. And I think this thing has been, again, we warned. We said Mother Nature can be fickle, and what we believe will happen doesn't necessarily think that's the way it's going to be. But everybody there on the grounds, this is what everybody theorized would happen. The fog delay yesterday changed the whole complexion of this tournament by backing it up 2 hours. And so what that's now done, it has made a huge advantage, whether you want to call it unfair advantage or not, that's all in the eye of the beholder, to the guys that teed off super late yesterday, like those Wyndham Clarks, the Dustin Johnsons, the Matt Fitzpatricks, the John Rahms. It's no mistake that those guys are up at the top of the leaderboard. They are theorizing that when this first round is officially completed, the afternoon wave of yesterday will have had a two-shot advantage over the guys that went out early. That was supposed to be almost the inverse to be true. So it's completely flipped on its head. So what that's done now, guys like Rory, you mentioned Tommy Fleetwood with that even par round. In hindsight, that was a great round of golf in brutal conditions, which we thought would be the easy conditions, right? Sadly, Rory, Ludwig, and Tommy, they're all in the same group, and all those guys played really well, one under, and even par. And they played in the brutal conditions. They're going to get more of the same today. And those are the guys that might not finish today and then have to come back early on Saturday and wrap up round two. They do not believe that they'll get in all of it today. So it's not going to be even footing again. And this is because of that two-hour fog delay. Now, the winds aren't supposed to be as bad. But again, we thought they were supposed to be terrible yesterday, and they weren't. So how accurate are they going to be in that forecast? We'll find out. But Jensen, I think it's a massive advantage for players that are getting ready to go right now, that are on the golf course, and that will refire here in 30 minutes once the round is done to start round two versus a guy that are still waiting. And you know what? They're getting frustrated. Scottie Scheffler, I'm sure right now, is a little bit frustrated. And they're going, man, Did we get screwed? And I talked about it that, you know, when Jack Nicklaus can tell you about a bad weather draw he got in 1963, there are guys that are going to think about this stuff and go, man, this is not fair. And remember, they watered down the greens yesterday to make it easier for the afternoon wave. Well, in theory, that sounded great. And then when the winds didn't come, those guys went flag hunting. I mean, Wyndham Clark had a tap-in eagle. You don't get tap-in eagles at the United States Open. Well, you do when there's no conditions, and you can just take go flag hunting. And that's what these guys did in the afternoon. I think there's more of that to come here in the morning. I did add a couple of things. Here's what I have for the head-to-head tournament matchups for all 4 days, potentially. And these are looking really good, by the way. Russell Henley right now, Siwoo Kim, unless he has a great renaissance today, he's not going to make the cut. I think we're going to win that one here in day one. Colin Morikawa against the leader, Wyndham Clark. I got that at plus money. Feel pretty good about a guy sitting at 600 par right now. Kurt Kitayama was 4 over yesterday. Keegan, the captain, looking pretty good there. So those are all playable and looking like I'm hoping to get all those across the line. Cameron Smith, you know, he rallied back. He was 6 over in the front, and then he shot 1 under in the back in really tough conditions. But the problem is, Jensen, a lot of these guys that I made this top 20 parlay on that you're watching on FanDuel Sports Network, we thought they were going to get the benefit of the weather draw. That was Patrick Reed, Cameron Smith, and Cameron Young. They all ended up getting the rough end of the draw, and Matty Fitz gets the good end. So, Jensen, what I'm hoping for now is that the Cameron Smiths, the Patrick Reeds, the Cameron Youngs make the cut. The new goal today is survive in advance for the guys in the late wave. And if they do, Jensen, the golf course is going to change in the afternoon on Saturday. And the leaders will have brutal conditions to play in come Saturday, potentially Sunday. And that's where you might be able to get back to the level playing field. But right now, it is NCAA tournament style. Survive in advance for the afternoon. Scottie Scheffler, go make the cut. I know that sounds crazy to say. Go make the cut. And if you're within the top 60 in ties and you make that cut, I think that it might be a new ball game come this afternoon. Jensen,
yeah,
by
right
the way,
now,
quickly,
and this is, yeah, go ahead.
Yep. I did have a couple I wanted to get out there before these matchups start. Chris Goddard against Christopher Reitan. I think Goddard should play a little bit better today. Alex Fitzpatrick played really good in bad conditions yesterday. Matt's brother against Jacob Bridgman. Great putter in Bridgman. He's been struggling with the ball striking. And Tyrrell Hatton played in brutal conditions yesterday, 2 over par. I think he's got the mentality for this golf course. I got him at plus money against Sam Burns. Those are the three added plays this morning, Jensen, for second round matchups.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, we still have guys to get finished with their first round. Projected cut right now, and you mentioned top 60 in ties is plus 2. That's going to change once we get everyone through here. But that's kind of the idea of where we are and looking for the live wagering opportunities. Again, I know for me selfishly, looking at Colin Morikawa, who's at plus 3, just one off the projected cut. Same thing with Justin Rose, but Rosie has, I think, 4 holes to get through here to finish his first round. Patrick Reed, I thought, was great yesterday. You looked at his opportunities, and there were same with Tommy Fleetwood. Tommy Fleetwood could have been under par. A lot of opportunities for him yesterday. I was actually very impressed. You and I were texting back and forth. We did break one of our no-fly zone guys each. I broke a Brooks Koepka and jumped on him at 50-1. He like drove a 12-foot par putt through a 40-mile-an-hour gust. And I'm like, okay, I think the hand's fine. I think the mind is even better. And if Brooksy's doing this in these elements, all right, I'll give him a shot. So I did break the seal on that. Kind of glad I faded Xander Schauffele. I know a lot of people were very high in him, but I'm sorry. That kind of showed yesterday. You got off to a quick start and then it started to evaporate. So glad that we faded him this week.
Wyndham Clark is the betting favorite here in the live markets at plus 355. If you're curious, Scottie Scheffler's plus 1350, 2 over par, 8 off the lead right now. We don't know what that score will be when he begins his second round. USA, I believe that we will win. Will we beat Australia? We'll break it down next right here at VSiN by the Books.
VSiN by the Books, right here on VSiN.
Football season is just around the corner. The best bettors are already prepared for it. On Monday, we're going to release our NFL betting guide. It's packed with everything you need to tackle all the futures, win totals, divisional races, and the upcoming NFL season. Lock in that early bird pricing on our football special for just $175. Be among the first to get the guide when it drops next week. The sooner you sign up, the more value you will get. Full access to everything we do across every sport through the Super Bowl next February. That includes daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop projections, 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app, and so much more. Head over to VSiN.com/subscribe right now. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. Jensen, I know the country is interesting. I had a great conversation with Will Hill. Check out the Should Have Bet More podcast. And we were talking about, like, hey, interest level in the World Cup. And look, if I'm being honest, as I told Will, it's normally not my cup of tea. But like anything else, United States of America, if you give me a reason to get invested, then not only financially, but emotionally, we'll start to follow and back this thing as the crescendo builds. For that reason, it feels very important for USA today against Australia for the casual soccer fan out there. Because, Jensen, we've seen it with the women in decades past. We haven't really seen it with the men, where they can kind of captivate the United States and really feel like they got the full country support behind them. What would today's win against Australia, how far and long could that potentially go?
Well, first, it accomplishes goal number one. That's to get to the knockout stage, and it's the preferable spot of where they would be. Again, the group winner there in Group D will play on July 1st at 8 o'clock against a third-place finisher, and that will be from either Group B, E, F, I, or J. So, again, you're getting as choice a draw there into the knockout round as you could have as a group winner. Now, if they were to finish second and still qualify, then you're looking at a matchup against the second place finisher in Group G. And Dave, right now, that is looking like anyone of New Zealand, Iran, Belgium, or Egypt. Again, all four of those teams had a draw in their first match. So again, we have several days to go before they play their second matches. But again, you know, you're thinking Belgium should find a way to be able to win that group. And, you know, does that present a matchup with Egypt or Iran? We'll have to wait and see. So, again, first things first, you got everything in front of you. You've got the home field advantage. We hope that Pulisic is going to be fine and is able to go. Balogun, who had the goals already in a blowout win, will be in line there to add on. Dave, there is a great promo on DraftKings right now. It is basically a no-sweat bet. DraftKings will pay you back if the United States happens to lose this match today. So wherever you are in the legal jurisdiction that offers DraftKings, go ahead and put that in and have no sweat. As it stands, Dave, I know we look at our friends down under as the Socceroos will have plenty of experience and plenty of momentum. You have to believe that they're going to be an inspired bunch, and they have everything to play for. Again, motivation on both sides. Essentially, the winner of this match wins the group. And so Australia will have lots to play for. Here's what I would look at as far as the handicap. I think, again, the U.S. is the right side. I have no problem laying the $1.60, and I did that with that no-sweat insurance, if you will, on DraftKings. The other part of it, and I know we've kind of seen the last couple of days, we've seen goals aplenty in some matches. This also does feel like we could have an under. So the 2.5, playing the under there would probably also be something I'd be interested in. Hey, a 1-0, 2-0 for the United States still gets both of those bets home. So I'm anxious to kind of see the early 10 to 20 minutes before we get to your favorite first hydration break of what the tactical scheme is for both sides. But again, this should be in first match of the day here. That's going to be noon local time there in Seattle. The United States has everything in front of them, and they should have that urgency right from the start.
Great call by the sportsbooks offering a no sweat bet. That's very smart to do, as we're talking about, to kind of get the United States back into this thing here. Hey, it's basically a free bet. If they lose, you get that refunded. That is really smart marketing out there, people. So again, we'll be rooting obviously for USA. And look at those numbers now, -230 to come out of Group D. If you remember before the World Cup started, that was plus money for the United States to come out of Group D. And now expectation levels have risen. They've been shortened to 40-1 to in the outright markets here. So 45-1 in some places. You're seeing those numbers change for good old US of A. Very quickly, yesterday's results, I just wanted to touch on those. Mexico does get the 1-0 win in Guadalajara against South Korea. Canada, 6-0 yesterday over Qatar. That was a massive, easy victory there with a hat trick. Switzerland 4-1 against Bosnia. And we saw Czechia and South Africa play to a 1-1 result on the pitch there. Jensen, any surprises for you out of those four results yesterday?
Well, Canada finally wins a game in World Cup play, and they do it in resounding style. They had 3 goals total, Dave, coming into this World Cup in their World Cup history. They had 3 in the first half. Against Bosnia, against Qatar. I think what was unique yesterday, and I finally got the benefit of a final minute or final moments of a match in stoppage time. The pendulum finally swings back to get that both teams to score in Switzerland and Bosnia Herzegovina. They were down a man as well. And so to get a nice rebound and an absolute laser beam into the net, we thank you for your contributions there, Bosnia. As it stands, Dave, reminder for people just joining us, Mexico, by virtue of beating South Korea head to head, they have clinched Group A. They will move on as the 1 seed into the knockout round. Group B, with the results that happened yesterday, Canada, by virtue of their win, and Switzerland with their win, they are pretty much on the precipice of moving forward. A draw for either of them in their final match will end up pushing both of them through. And so I would anticipate, again, this is part of the handicap. There is motivation to win the group. Don't get me wrong there. But both of these groups are looking at wanting to position themselves to guarantee a knockout spot. So that'll be part of the handicap once we get to that final round of group play, once all of these groups have had their second matches done.
Very quickly, Jensen, terrible report. Good report for me. Patrick Cantlay didn't make a bogey on 17, so he's 4 over. So it looks like I'm going to win that one here with 1 to play. Joaquin Niemann took a 9. I say a 9, Jensen Lewis. He's dead to me in my live betting. Yes, he took a 9. I'm very upset about that. Okay, I'm going to regroup now, Jensen, and we're going to move on to a much better subject. And I know, can you believe it? He took a 9. Jalen Brunson should be very excited about what the Knicks have accomplished this year. We know for the first time since 1973, they win an NBA title. They get the celebration that you should get yesterday all through Manhattan, New York City. It looked like a fun time had by all for Knicks fans, but it didn't come without a chip on the proverbial shoulder if you are Jalen Brunson. And by the way, a lot of people were talking, oh, you can't win, Jensen. We don't need to name names, but there are a lot of people who say, oh, you can't win with a little guy. He's only going to take you so far. It took the Knicks all the way to break a curse, a generational one there. So Jalen had a little message here, Jensen, for the people that doubted him through the years.
Lastly, there's a lot of people that have a lot of negative stuff to say. There's a lot of people who have a lot of opinions. But when you prove them wrong, you really don't have to, say to them. Nah, they don't deserve it. They don't deserve it. Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Amen. I only have bad things to say about Joaquin Niemann right now. But Jensen, like I like that. And I'm sure as a professional athlete, at some point, you got to derive motivation wherever you can get it from. Did you ever feel that? Or like, I don't know if it's a writer, if it's a reporter, if it's a, you know, print media. Yeah. Like, do you guys actually use that? Because clearly Jalen Brunson had heard some of those things said about him.
Oh, well, yeah. And I mean, again, in our day and age of social media, you have your keyboard warriors who hide behind in their parents' basements watching, you know, like our show every day and just can't get enough of railing against us when they would never be able to do it face to face. I think that's a great part of Jalen Brunson, too, is, hey, you want that noise? You want the smoke? Bring it. We live in a day and age, Dave, where so many people are happy to express their thoughts. But it's the old Mike Tyson adage, right? Everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face. I would say people want to talk, you know, your noise and all that, come do it face to face. This is why they got the UFC going. You want a shot? You want to run your mouth? Let's see if you can back it up. So I think that's a great, great job. Jalen Brunson takes the high road. Hey, when you're the champ, you can do whatever you want. He earned it. He's the man. And the Knicks, the team to beat, headed into next year's NBA regular season.
What do we say, man in the arena? He was the man in the arena. Everybody else, we're going to give you some picks. Some of them are going to hit. Some of them aren't. We're in the arena, Jensen. So we're going to live to fight another day, my friend. People can say whatever they want. I love the way you phrase it. You don't have to talk back to them. They don't even deserve his time right now. Congratulations, Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks. Shout out to my guy, Jesse Meyer, listening back in Virginia Beach. It's his birthday today. I had Carl Paulson on the show. He and Carl used to play golf together, Jensen, back in the day. I wasn't as good as those guys. Maybe I could have beat Joaquin Niemann today. We're going to have Thomas Gable join the program next from the Borgata. He's coming up right here, VSiN by the Books.
You're tuned in to VSiN by the Books right here on VSiN.
We're going to have Stephen Hennessy on in the very next hour from Golf Digest to get an updated look at the leaderboard here at the United States Open there going on outside of New York City. Also outside of New York City is our next guest, Thomas Gable. Always kind enough to join us here each and every Friday. He is the director of the race and sports at the Borgata. Give him a follow on X at T Gable Sports and joins us now in the Progressive Guest Line. I don't know, TG. I know you went to Aronimink for the PGA Championship, which was really cool to see you there front row and center there on some of the greens there. Would you rather go for a Knicks parade yesterday? Or would you rather go out to the Hamptons here and watch the United States Open?
Oh, boy. Well, what a choice between those two. I really don't even know. I don't know what to pick out of those two choices. I mean, listen, I think the trip getting out to Shinnecock from where I'm at would probably be a very long ordeal. And the Knicks parade, I mean, listen, if you're those people waited 53 years for it. Last Saturday when they clinched, I told the staff, I said, let's get an extra Brinks truck delivery in this afternoon to prepare and because we're going to need it. And seeing the reports come out of New York State yesterday with what those sports folks did in the state last week, I mean, not surprising. I wasn't surprised. It just, you know, it was Knicks fever for a very long time. But congratulations to them and congratulations to the fan base. They waited a very long time, so they certainly get to celebrate this one.
Yeah, they do. And TJ, honestly, it's one of those spots where you get the traffic. You don't like the result, obviously, for business. But those people are going to have those dollars, I think, come back to the Borgata and the surrounding tri-state area here sooner than later once we get to Giants, Jets, and Eagles season, which will be right on the horizon. Let me ask you just some liabilities here, and we'll start World Cup style. And I know Dave will check in with you on U.S. Open. Obviously, with the United States going today, they have a chance to win Group D with a win over Australia. I am seeing that there are some books out there that it's not a huge handle on the United States to win the World Cup, but it is their largest liability. Where do you guys sit just for the tournament overall and maybe some matches here that you'll have your you'll have your eye on?
Yeah, it's interesting, Justin, because, you know, the first United States game was the highest handled game so far of the tournament. And it certainly looks like today's game against Australia is shaping up to eclipse that. We took a couple larger bets overnight on the United States as well for today's game. But when you look at the overall winner market for the World Cup, United States is not taking a great amount of handle on that. I think people are realistic about their chances. Obviously, that's what that's showing. You know, you're getting, you know, the teams that traditionally you would expect to get some action on in the World Cup winner market. But the United States, in terms of that market, really, we haven't taken anything great. We're actually, you know, miracles happens and they win, it would be a good result for us in that market. But obviously the way the first game was bet for the United States, We took a decent size loss on that, and certainly we're going to need Australia this afternoon as well in this game. So there's definitely a game to game. It seems like everybody is rooting for the United States with their dollars, but in the overall winner market, not so much.
All right, so we're not there yet as a nation to back up Team USA with our dollars. That's something Jensen and I were talking about earlier. When do we get fully wrapped in if they can beat up Australia today? Would we then start to reinvest a little bit? With this weather issue here at the United States Open here, as we are concluding round one here this morning into round two today, Scotty Scheffler, you know, he's two over par here, so he's going to be about eight shots back when he begins. Well, it could even be wider. We don't know by the time he tees off this afternoon. Where are you guys on Scheffler these days? Are people still running to the window to play the short numbers on Scotty?
Well, they did for this tournament, pre-tournament. You've seen his odds drift, and you know this, Dave. I mean, obviously, with the way Scheffler has looked recently and not winning, we've had to adjust. You know, those odds have become a little bit longer, not a ton, but when you're seeing prices close to 6-1, you know, those are prices that you typically don't get on Scheffler. Public's like, oh yeah, let me take a shot there on Scotty. And that's really, we did take quite a few bets on him pre-tournament. He's currently sitting 14-1 in the live odds right now. So Scheffler was a popular play pre-tournament. I'll tell you, the guy who's actually leading right now, we do have liability on pre-tournament. Everybody, the locker room attendants at Shinnecock's worst nightmare, Wyndham Clark. He currently in the live market is +380. But we pre-tournament again, he did get some looks, and we do have some liability on Wyndham Clark. And I mean, listen, when you look at the top of this leaderboard, you have a bunch of guys who have won this event before, which is a little unusual to see that. I know the weather situation there yesterday was one where it didn't really come to fruition of what was forecasted. The early groups, which we thought were going to have the better start times, ended up getting the worst of it weather-wise. And the later groups, really because of that, because of the fog issue there early with the delayed start for 2 hours, those guys not only got the winds to die down towards the end there, but the grounds crew actually went out and watered the greens in between the morning and afternoon start time. So they got the benefit of softer greens, and they actually had the winds calm down a bit, which it was supposed to be the opposite of that. The winds were supposed to pick up, which was the point of watering the greens and slow them down. So those guys really were able to make some hay there. And, you know, you saw guys like Wyndham Clark, like Dustin Johnson, who we have not seen really in contention for a long time, really, you know, play some great golf. Gary Woodland's up there, you know. So those guys with the later start times really benefited. And I think the fog threw a lot of things off with that delayed start. And it really benefited those guys at the later start times.
Yeah, it certainly did. Anxious to see kind of what happens later on today here, TG, and a lot of golf for some guys to get through, but it might be advantageous being able to start now with some calmer conditions. Anything but calm right now in Major League Baseball. I joke with Dave, the American League is so bad that we may, and it's weird to look at the percentages. Right now, I feel like there's a 7-10% chance we have a team that gets into the tournament with a sub-500 record. It is wild to look at the parity right now in the American League. I know we haven't had a chance to really ask you yet, but to this point with Major League Baseball, about 70 games in, takeaways for you just from where you guys stand liability-wise, anyone that has surprised you a bit, just kind of the landscape you guys have at the Borgata?
Yeah, I mean, well, you're right. I think the American League is wide open. Obviously, Yankees get a lot of attention here for the American League. The Rays, obviously, with their start that they got off to, took some early money there. But obviously now, even without Judge, the Yankees still are up there in the American League East. Over them, Toronto, you might want to look at for a price now to win the American League. Is you know, I think they're only going to get better throughout the year. But you know, the National League, it's been interesting. There was, and I hate to bring this up today, but I mean, the Mets were that team that was looked at before the season started. I mean, they had a ton of action coming in on them in their futures here, just a ton. And it's funny. I have a guy, quick story. I have a guy who works for me as a supervisor, who's worked for me for a number of years and is the biggest diehard Mets fan in the world. And every year before the season starts, typically in spring training, he comes to me and wants to make a deal where when the Mets win the World Series, he gets a week off with pay to go to the parade. And my counterpoint is when the Mets do not win the World Series, he gets to work a week for free without pay. And so he owes me many years of service or many weeks of service now for free due to these wagers. He waved the white flag in April. He actually sent me a text and said, you know what, let's put this on the back burner for a year. I don't want to do this deal this year. So the Mets fans, I mean, and this guy's the biggest Mets fan in the world. These Mets fans gave up early. But again, going into the season, there was a ton of action and a lot of positivity around that team. I think the Phillies certainly continue to take money with obviously their turnaround under Mattingly when Sonny Mattingly has become the interim manager there when they got rid of Rob Thompson. So the Braves are coming back a little bit now. So it's going to be an interesting next few months.
TG, one, you're a great boss. Two, I love that employee, and he's probably been working rent-free here since 1986, apparently, TG.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. We're back talking U.S. Open, World Cup. It's all next right here at VSiN by the Books.